him. Love
Talk Radio.
I was married, and my kids had a stepfather. My ex-husband, we were together for 13 years. He never worked. My oldest two children, not that they just didn't act out. Now my youngest son, he did, but he raised him like he was his own child. That was his son. He still say that's his son, and he did discipline Zuri. You know, he did. But he raised them like that was his child. My oldest two kids just never acted up. They never had to get in trouble. They were just like, okay, well, we ain't doing them. We ain't going to do them. We ain't going to whoop them. That was just good. That last one, he was me reincarnated. That's his mama. He's very much his mother's son. But it wasn't that I was like, no, you can't whoop my kids. It was just that you could just say something to Bree and Khalil, and they would do what they were supposed to do. So I think that.
About the kids too much.
But I have three children, Ross, so they're all grown. Thank you very much.
Raising hell between you and I. What is wrong with this dude? The children are raising hell between you and I. They are always coming to me with some stuff about you. Trying to start confusion.
That's what though.
Why the what?
Okay. Listen, my cookies put your ass down on TV.
But that's up to me. If they're my children, if I let them come to me with some foolishness about you, it can be possible for them to start confusion in our relationship. What happens when the kids are raised in hell and cause a confusion, which oftentimes...
He working.
Yeah.
Come on, Lou.
Right.
When y'all are in bed
at night
doing your
pillow
talk,
there
it is.
That's
right. You should.
You know.
Yeah. Y'all pillow talk. Get your mind right.
Okay.
Get your mind right. Y'all didn't see.
Russell, I so love you.
Y'all didn't see it.
Okay. So here we go.
Lots of train of talk.
Wait.
What's the problem? You're dead,
husband, significant other. Somebody's trying to come between me and Mike. Okay. Are we listening?
You cannot let those.
Why am I the problem?
You can't let your kids overrule your husband.
Right. Your husband.
Let me ask you a question.
Your husband. I don't know. Okay, come on.
So say it's time to pick dinner. Dinner's been made. Who is the first person that you served?
My husband.
Oh, you better say your kids.
No, I wasn't. This is my thought on that. It depends.
On what?
It's some factors within that.
No, ain't no factors within that. Let me tell you something. Your husband bring home the bacon. He is the man of the house. When it comes time for dinner, you serve your husband, then you serve your kids, then you fix your meal. I'm sorry. That's how I was always taught. That's how I always have done it. I'm sorry. That's just how it's supposed to go. I mean, and my kids understand that. Even my daughter has that in her mind. Don't get me wrong. I don't love my kids no less. I don't love them no less. But I know if that's my husband, that's the man of the house, he bringing home the bacon, he's going to get his plate first. And if we got to decide between the biggest piece of meat, yeah, he's going to get the biggest piece of meat. He might say, oh, baby, now cut it. He's going to say,
He might say, cut that up and get the kids some more. I need the whole world to see the kid first.
I'm going to tell you.
Come back this way. There we go. Well, I mean, turn it. There we go. Okay. I think we can get you now.
I mean,
okay.
I'm gonna tell you.
You didn't let me say what my facts is.
What's the fact? What's the fact?
What if, okay. Now, this is really not what I'm about to say now.
Okay,
it's not hypothetical. Okay.
You didn't see me.
We didn't see you.
Coming from someone who was married, ma'am.
Yes, I was married, and
I'm talking about me too.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about me too.
And you served your kids before your husband.
I did, but let me tell you why.
Say,
well,
say it again, Russell.
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Because not only did I serve my kids before my husband helped serve our kids.
I mean, and that's
you left no room for that.
I did not leave any room for that. But in Nakia Bolden's household, in Nakia Bolden's household, my husband is always going to get his plate first. I mean, that's just yeah. He can't go to council. He gonna get his plate first. I'm sorry.
I think it should be that way. Unless the king of the council says we gotta make sure our children eat first.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you why my husband is going
to
eat first. It's not even just that he's the king. He's the king. But think about it. Your kids already been home from school. They done had a snack after school. They probably done raided the refrigerator 3 or 4 times. Drunk all the Kool-Aid. Everything. But when your husband husband comes in from work, he hasn't had a snack or anything. He's coming straight home to that too. But you're coming straight home to get something to eat, because I can just hear my dad coming in the door. The first thing my dad would say, he said, "Baby, how you doing? Was your day good?" First thing he would say, "Bobby Ann, what's for supper?" That's the first thing he would say. Come in, wash his hand, take his boots off, sit down, and he didn't sit at the table, y'all. He sat with the TV tray in the living room so he could watch CNN or whatever he was watching. But that was the first thing he said. He was hungry. We had ate 3-4 times by the time he got home. And probably wasn't even hungry by the time dinner was served. But that's why the man is going to get served first.
Well, in my day, he was going to get served first because he bought food. I mean, we have to put that out there.
And Lady Kate, let me tell you, there's nothing wrong.
They have to get served first.
Who?
They have never cried being served first. They fed the kids.
It should. That's what I'm saying. But now, before all the kids started coming, realistically for me, I used to serve him, but then he started eating like the way I fix his plate.
Yeah.
Because I
probably
put more vegetables on there.
Yeah, you probably had stuff touching and stuff. Don't touch nothing. I don't like my food to touch. No, don't mix it up. Like how you mix that stuff in that little cup.
Over there.
I don't even double dip.
No, it wasn't. It's just that I was going to put on this plate.
It's your stuff. Why you don't double dip it?
Because they're gross. They look gross.
It's not my mama says it's all going to be
mixed. No, it's not.
Okay, back to these kids. Back to these kids that's raising hell in the relationship. Okay, is it a difference if the kids are grown?
Get the hell out. Just get out.
Get out.
You're not going to be, let me tell you something. I didn't raise you. I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. You're not going to be in my house.
What
if you
didn't? What if you were not a good mother?
You're my
home. I don't know them type of people.
Yeah. You're my home.
You don't know people
to say. I don't know those type of people.
Y'all women don't recognize real men no more. We look alien to y'all ass. Like alien or something.
Run from Russell.
So it doesn't make a difference if they're grown.
It makes a big difference. Okay, you grown. I've raised you. You don't have anything to do with who I'm dating, what I'm doing. You know what my son told me, and my son is grown. When he got ready to move, y'all, my son moved out 2 weeks ago, my 21-year-old. He was the only one left. He had came back home, and he moved out 2 weeks ago, got his own apartment. He said, "Mama, It's time for you to have you some fun and live for you. Do some things. Go out in the world. I said, I've already done all that. No, you have to really do some things. Enjoy yourself. Because I was kind of sad.
You need permission?
Why
were
you sad? Because he was leaving?
Yes.
I wonder if I'm going
to
have
this. Oh, my God. I was so sad.
I wonder if I'm going to have this.
Look, you all have pulled up and everything. I was like, oh, you really
made it. My kid, I had a fire.
I'm wondering, though. If
it was,
I think I'm
going
to have
I'm wondering. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's like,
I can only
try
it.
It's going
down.
Wow.
Loose.
Yo. Kia. What? I didn't know that. But I heard it. In a minute. Okay. What time is it?
It is.
Okay. Because there's a lot of people out here.
He's like my other big brother. Because him and my big brother be telling me the same thing.
You don't keep it real.
But I mean,
all women naked by 12.
Well, so ain't nobody getting naked for you.
Why?
Nobody is getting naked.
Why can't
nobody
get naked?
Because I said
they are.
I know, that's what's so bad about
it. Yes, they are.
But I'm trying to. I'm trying to find Russell a really nice woman. I'm trying to get him married off. But I have to like her. I can come over and eat dinner.
I'm giving you a Chinese lady.
You're not getting a Chinese lady.
I'm trying to try everybody else. Y'all don't do wrong. Chinese lady. They ain't like, hey, lady a long time.
I need to put this
down. Five dollars.
Me too.
Oh, hey, look. Hey, look. Now I'm going to need hair replacement. Shaving foot. They got all the hair I need. They got all the hair I need, boy. Free hell.
Y'all do not encourage Russell's foolishness.
Free
hell. Who is putting them last?
Eight rolls for life.
Remember me.
I'm not going to be able to come over there. Now, they somebody who owns Benihana.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bump the Hibachi grill. Go to Benny Hana.
Well, you go to eat a Hibachi. You can get something. You can't go to Benny Hana. Hibachi is Hibachi.
Okay, let's finish up here with people.
Wait a minute, James. James, who you going to keep company? Let me see what James
is. Sheree, don't shake your head at me.
Sheree, please, I'm asking everybody on the feed to please pray for Russell and his shenanigans.
Pray for me, pray for yourself.
Pray for Russell and his shenanigans.
Y'all need Jesus.
What did she say? Jane said, what now? You were saying,
Jane said, I'll keep you company.
James, are you single? We need to know, James,
What kind of phone are you taking?
Look, let me mention my. Can you put a picture on the feed?
Right.
She likes baby legs, James.
James said something else, too. He said,
we crazy.
He said that now she's
she's right. Treat a man like a king.
Absolutely.
I wish all women thought like that.
With that kingship.
I wish to think like that.
Multiple wives.
Yeah, we should have multiple wives.
No stopping y'all.
He's single.
who James,
James is ready for the kids.
James, are you tall, dark, and brown?
James is like kind of light food. He's a more red boy. He like chocolate bunny rabbit. Chocolate bunny rabbit. Are you soft in the middle? I poke a hole in your chocolate shell.
James,
say
y'all crazy.
Do the cream
run out. We have a really good farmer
this month. Thank you, what's your name?
David.
Thank you so much, David.
Yes, sir.
David, why don't you grab 2 pieces of chair? I love chair.
Yes,
I love chair.
No, no, no. I have a rabbit too.
You do? You have a rabbit too?
I have a feral rabbit.
Okay. He wild and crazy. Oh, with sheep wild and crazy. Okay. Oh, she a big rat. You need to be scared of her. Okay. You live on the north side? Because I saw a huge rabbit in my backyard. And I was like... Let me tell y'all. Lady K needs a moment to gather her.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Violation. Sheree come back here. She see David too.
Sheree, when he Sheree come back by, I'ma tell him.
No, man, hold on. We don't need to let no goddamn back.
Who is Sheree?
Hey, Sheree, give me
that. Sheree, hit my inbox because right. I have to prove you.
It's all right. Huh?
No. Okay.
I'll show you. We are all off track tonight. I am so sorry.
I've heard about it. I've never seen it. This is funny. Y'all have no clue. I hear about it.
I don't want to hear about this Monday. I do not want to hear about this Monday.
You ever seen somebody that make your head just stop in your tracks and you be like, you like spanking dollars. Right reverse.
Okay, now. You want a wing, Russell?
Yeah.
You want it? I do. Yeah. Where you get the?
You ain't right out here. Cause you have a total call. Don't I'm the
okay.
man, right? I get
okay.
what I want, right?
You not my man.
That's because I disagree with you all. I think children should have some influence over whether or not you stay with your significant other.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
You sound like candy.
Stop! You know what?
Candyman.
Oh, God. Russell, you know what?
Okay, y'all, we are all up.
Wallace, are you watching the show tonight? If so, I need you to come get your dude. Come get your boy. And make him settle down.
You're
going
to be a
I am. Yes, I am.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Come on.
I would say I disagree totally.
Look, your kids are grown and your kids don't like your partner. You're gonna bring it on down. Go ahead. Come on. We have an audience member that wants to say something. Go ahead. Oh, that's so sweet. Go over there and get some. Okay. Karen has people offering her food, y'all. Y'all see the purple shirt, y'all. It's attracting everybody. Sir, can I have some silverware? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I don't want
to.
Okay,
y'all.
I don't know what you've been doing with it. You might have been, you know, you'd be doing nasty stuff like mixing stuff up in
here a while. Mm-hmm. It's been here a while.
Stop playing.
Okay, can we finish with the people in that gym so we can go and talk about these men?
Hey, this is my name, show.
Yes, it is. Because you have
don't put that on my plate. Don't put that here. Yes, ma'am. Russell was going
okay.
to put the comment.
Let's talk about. Let me tell y'all something about why I disagree. Because I'm not talking about if your children are grown. I'm not.
Thank
but
you.
If your minor children are suspicious of your significant other, I think you at least need to pay them some attention to find out what's
going on. You need to pay them some attention.
Well,
but
nobody has sister.
You need to pay them attention, but they're not supposed to intervene in your relationship.
Because you're grown, and you're supposed to be able to make the...
I said minor.
Even the little children. Well, then y'all
okay, where is Wanda? Well, Wanda, from the show yesterday.
Okay, so let me ask y'all. Okay, you guys meet a woman, you get with the woman, she has minor children. The minor children, or no. You guys have minor children. Your minor children don't like the woman. Are you guys going to take into consideration what your children say, or are you going to go by what you feel and what you know to be right?
That is what the children say, because if you bring in a woman into our family dynamic.
So.
Okay.
I'm kind of with them on that one. That's not me and Shorty with
that's what I say.
So if your kids don't like her, you're going to reconsider being with her.
If he didn't like her, then I'm going to immediately stop.
Okay. Well, but you're going to take in consideration what they're saying. Okay.
Hunt a little bit there for all the way.
You want to hunt over to her house?
No. Hunt my
house.
You can't
bring
me
out house.
You
can't bring me out house.
That's
nigga
in.
So she got to come out the dog.
Yeah, probably about 2 or 3
in the morning.
2 or 3. Yeah, they be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all mentioned you got a split floor plan.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, tells them right from wrong, or they're not their parent, you have to take that in consideration. You can't just stop your life because your kids are saying they don't like that person. You have to make sure that it's a legitimate reason.
I agree.
You can.
I agree with that. You can't stop it. Why would you? I mean, if this is crazy.
She got to know what's right, then I'm going to stop it.
Y'all didn't say doggone hard.
You got that bomb dolly on, bro. You got that bomb.com. We're like, Junior, look.
We're compromised,
Junior. Nah.
No, go play.
Miss Janet ain't that bad, you know?
Over the
set. Junior, he'll understand when you're older.
Over the set.
Yeah, because he'll look back like that. You remember the same too about Miss Janet?
I got me a Miss Janet.
That's a life lesson right there.
Boy.
That's a man thing. Y'all know.
Absolutely.
Man thing.
I got you. Okay, so that's my
James said, well, they'll bring them around the kids until it's serious. I agree, James.
Absolutely.
I don't think
that's what we're saying.
I don't
James,
think
you
that you should be bringing men or women around your kids, period,
yeah.
like that, until you know for sure what you're going to do with them.
Absolutely.
I was always the woman that did not bring anyone around my kids, even after I got divorced. I didn't.
That's how you can tell how much potential you have in my life. If you don't already met my kids, have brought me off somewhere.
Hey,
with you.
I didn't bring them to my house.
You
don't
have no chance.
My kids are saying, I mean, like that?
No. Absolutely.
You want to go to bed and go to his house?
If he didn't have his own place, I wouldn't fool him with him because you couldn't come to my house.
What do you say with him?
Stay with your mama. I'm not dating you. Stay with your mama. What you
doing
for that?
He might be down on his mother's phone. He might be a good guy.
What you doing for that, Ross?
He's a good guy. Y'all can try to.
Don't say y'all.
Russell, all I'm saying is, I ain't met no man that stay with that mama.
Why? Mama, he might be taking care of her son.
It may happen. I just haven't met any men that stay with that mama.
What you taking care of him? He's natural.
He might be.
You want to talk to him?
So you really wouldn't if he stayed with his mom?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I have never met a man that lived with their mother.
Is there any circumstance where you would date a man? Seriously, date a man who stayed with his mom?
I can't say no simply because when my father got sick. He's so nasty. Disrespectful.
Nah, we're not going to tell her because I know your mama.
Hey, man.
There are circumstances where that's acceptable. Prime example. When my father got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, my brother moved back from Dallas, and he moved in with my parents to help my mother and father. My mother cannot drive. She still can't drive. She's 80 years old. So he came home to help with that. That's an acceptable situation. I've never been in a situation where I've met a man that stayed with his mom. I always met men that had their own place.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But a situation like somebody's saying something. But in a situation like that, you would date him if he was a good guy, even though he was sad this morning.
I mean, everybody fall down on that look.
No, but your brother was a down. No,
my brother wasn't down. He moved.
Right.
He fell back to help my parents.
Johnny said the kids ride too.
They do.
Kids
do
have to
need to invest
again. She said, take it
in
and find out.
James, you've never met a woman who was buying her own or owning her own career? How old are you?
She said, take heed, find out why, but let them know what they think does matter. Come on, kids.
Right.
But also have boundaries that they can't cross.
How old is
that? Well, that's a little kid find your personal sex toy. What that mean?
Oh, you know, it was a video online about that.
I'm about to lock his kids.
Why you ain't my kids?
You cannot put your personal sex toys at the top of the closet.
First of all, wait a minute. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, because my kids knew just like I knew. Do not be in my room rambling.
You don't want to be in trouble when they're at home. All day long, you think they're not going to go in the
bathroom. They ain't put a lock on her, though.
That's what I'm saying. You can put that stuff on the lock, too.
Because
they're
going to
be experimenting.
Well, you don't know nobody that owns their own home?
What's happening?
Yeah, only own home?
I live
in a barn.
You're saying
your kids don't find your sex toys?
No. I don't own any sex toys.
No, you just got tricked. You just got tricked. You don't know that stuff.
My kids. No. When you come to my door, knock on my door.
You know what
she wants. So, when you're not home, your kids don't ramble.
They probably do because I used to ramble.
And find out your sex toys.
Right.
But
I'm just saying.
What about that Cupid punch card you
got? Cupid card punch? Woo!
That's what I heard.
Bro. You a frequent member of a frequent fly, frequent buy at Cuba.
I can hear they had a punch card.
Chicken Wayne's got a punch card.
I don't go to Chicken Wayne like that.
You been
so you got some things for you.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't know
this
like that.
I don't have nothing to do with that.
They were in Cuba.
I don't know. Cupid for long.
Yeah, he made Cupid like that. I haven't been this whole week.
This week? So where you been? Adult World on 60 Hill.
What is that? What do
you know about that?
Adult World.
Okay, it's by there. Right. I was leaving Russell House.
You been one of them candy
corn
nights.
Oh my goodness.
But you know where I want to go? I want to go to the XXX that's off the freeway, like you're coming from.
No, you don't.
Mine about to be gone, too.
My
sir.
Body is right.
Oh,
y'all
my God.
Up.
They do something to you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Nicole. Nicole,
okay.
Hey, I'm done.
I'm Nicole.
Put no toys on me. Okay,
no,
that's
no,
nice.
No. So you ain't never used the ring.
Dude, I got a suitcase.
Oh,
okay. I can't keep it, got a punch out. I get tired sometimes. I'm old.
Thank you.
So what y'all gonna do about the man in New York? Sidebar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You did that.
I did it.
Okay.
I did it. Okay, now.
Y'all
talk about men can't hold their damn attention. When a woman with a big booty walks by, got a black bald head nigga walks by here and watch this fool right here get stuck.
Because they have been taken for granted. Love your bald head, Lady K, and chocolate too. Yes. Yes, Nicole, she is.
Nicole,
she lusts and honey.
Nicole
will
get run over.
She lusts and one of the best.
Y'all
went
down some of my sister wives and see what happened.
Might be true.
You
ain't
not
getting no sister wives.
You ain't no sister wives.
You
okay.
Not.
Wait before we get to that part.
I'm having a compound like R. Kelly.
Because I'm really trying to convince women and men to love again. So many women don't feel
that. I don't know you just.
They feel like all men are dogs.
Let me tell you something. Those are excuses for them to have complaints. Because all men are not dogs.
Right.
There are men out there that's good men. There are men out there that have been hurt and they want to love again. You have to be willing to go through the fire to get to those things. You have to be willing to be patient.
To
and I'm not just
who am I trying to do?
I'm not just saying that. I mean, I'm speaking on things that I know. I mean, I look at my brother who's he was. A 304, I say, and he fell in love, and he a hoe. Yeah, he was. I mean, and he fell in love, and he treats his wife so well, and I mean, he's really, really in love. So I think that men are willing to love. You just have to be the right woman and come at the right time. I mean, it's always a time and place for everything. Sometimes you meet people at the wrong time in their life, and then it's not acceptable for them at that time. So I think it's kind of bad when we as women or some women, because that's not anything I've ever said, that all men are dogs, all men are hoes, and all this stuff.
I don't believe that.
Yes, I have a I had a wonderful dad. I got two wonderful brothers, and I got two wonderful sons. And with that being said, I don't believe that they're dogs. So I'm not going to ever fall into that category, and I think it's a cop-out.
Go on, preach. Don't talk about
it. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
What's that?
I'll come over tonight with your black pants and just
t-shirt and my pants on.
Oh, don't wear the hole in with your head.
What?
I'm glad you did.
This show is so crazy tonight.
We have never had a show this crazy.
This crazy.
Hey.
We have not.
But one thing.
Okay, let's get to the heart of it.
Okay.
I really want to get to the point.
But did you see what Martina said?
No.
Martina says some men don't always show their true feelings because they have been hurt like women, and I don't think all women fall in love with every guy they meet. We don't, Martina. I agree with you 100%. But I just need to know who
Tim is. Listen,
this is
what I want women to understand. Every man don't like you. Okay? Every man you meet. Okay, y'all listen. These stocks back.
We ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Never been a thot.
Okay, listen. You're gonna make me move my damn train top. A what?
I know how to do that.
Can y'all hear them?
No.
Y'all, please.
Oh, you know what my little sister's about.
Please tell me y'all heard that. Did y'all hear what they said they were gonna do?
Nicole,
yeah. I'm gonna film it and they're gonna get paid. Move over, me and Nico.
Why? Because we like gymnastics.
Huh?
I'm gonna need y'all to
ignore
Ross.
No, we like gymnastics.
Okay, why?
You gonna film us?
No. Because it didn't help. Huh?
We've been really messing up, y'all.
You know I'm gonna hold up that long.
Okay, let's talk about men and love. Men and love. That is so, so important. It is. It's so, so important because women always give everything.
We give everything we got, too.
Do you?
Yeah. We do. And we like you.
You do?
What y'all understand is
what
every...
What does it take for us to get you all to the point where you love us?
You
have to get there yourself.
Okay. Bo, where are you? Are you on here yet?
Those are the same night. Consistency.
Come
he on, didn't
know. Man, we had some conversations.
This is what I hear. I hear women say how bad they want a relationship, but then they do everything the opposite to obtain it.
Explain.
If you're dating a guy, or you with a guy, and you want a relationship with a guy, why are you not consistent? In your conversation pattern with this man,
the
way that you deal with this man,
okay.
are you not available on a regular basis because you damn sure want him to be?
I'm always available.
You know what I'm saying?
Who I like.
Are your conversations more in favor to something that y'all should be doing, not just what you're doing all the time? Mm-hmm. You know when y'all talk, you always give him the rundown of what your plans are.
Okay.
Not what our plans are.
That makes sense.
But y'all want a relationship, right? Remember I said, you call me your man, but you're acting like you're single.
Right.
So when you tell me and my girls are fixing to go such, and I call you later, and then, well, me and my girls are doing this tomorrow, well, hell, what the hell are we doing?
And he feels excluded.
Yeah, what are we doing? So I'm not really your man. I'm just a dude that you're having some conversations with.
Come on, Nicole. So you feel excluded? Well, Russell, when I'm in a relationship, I generally let the person know what I want to do and ask them, do they have any plans
and
for us?
You are not all consistent as the men that you date.
Say that again.
She said that the leader was.
She said we are consistent as the men we date, and you're not. And this is not true. Because if that's the case, all the women that complain about having relationships would be in there.
Then she says the leader will say,
you know why you're in one?
But
I'm going to tell you why we don't like you.
So if you don't really like the person, why don't you tell them?
You got the bomb.com, though.
Yeah.
And that's why we fool with you.
Absolutely.
So that's why we want women to say sometimes thinking that you are smarter. Women really think they are smarter than us, but you are not.
Right.
Okay, and the reason why I say that, not in a disrespectful way, because if I had a room with 100 women in it, and I asked every woman to raise your hand, if you have been tricked, deceived, fooled, or something for your business, everybody's going to raise their hand. So that tells me that you came.
But you knew what you wanted.
Well, that's the case, don't complain. What I hear about that,
right,
too. You'll give up the cookies, but then complain when you don't change the man.
Right.
You knew what it was from the jump. So just be that what it is. Let it be old physical get down.
Right.
You know, you got Ric Flair or something, and just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Rudy and you bud. I'm letting you know.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it.
You bud and I'm Rudy. And if we raw dogging it, you definitely bud and I'm definitely Rudy.
Why y'all gotta be sleeping together? Y'all are
a
date. It's a date. You didn't have sex after 6 months?
Wait a minute, man.
You didn't have sex after 6 months?
Wait a minute, man. 6 hours. Blame. Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
I promise you, there are some guys that are watching this show right now that have known me, have probably gone out on a date with me more than 6 months ago, more than one, more than two, possibly more than three.
But wait a minute. I'm not saying that you sleep with everybody, but if you can sit, hold on, but listen, Lady K, it's the difference. Shit, you alive? I'm a one person in the last two years.
Okay,
but listen. That's it. Only one person in the last 2 years. And it took 18 months to do that. Okay, but anyway, let's be real. You and this person been dating for 6 months. If y'all been consistently going out with each other and talking to each other every day and seeing each other every week.
Why are we doing all that? That's too much.
Okay, well then that's not a real relationship.
It's not a relationship.
But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about.
Well, you somebody date.
Okay, what we're talking about is somebody that you talk to.
Hold on.
Okay, wait. Let me get this straight so I can make sure that they understand and she understands. What we're talking about is someone that you talk to every day on a consistent basis. Then your situation is different.
But this, we already know, this is not going to go.
Man.
Russell, see, that's only with me and you on the phone.
You
on the
phone.
You on
the phone
with us. You'll be on the phone with me,
Russell.
Oh, my God, our conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
This dude here, I be blushing.
Stop playing.
Oh, my God. I
do believe
you. I mean, every once in a while, I bring Black Beauty out. I try to keep her under wrap. You know, I try to keep her under wrap. My the exotic poet.
The who?
The exotic poet.
She got a alter ego called Black Beauty.
You've never read my poetry or heard me on the show, Russell? Am I going to have? That's what we need to have. Lady K needs to have. We need to have Arthur Dark, and y'all need to experience this erotic and exotic poetry by Black Beauty.
Okay, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do with it?
At your house.
Okay, look, y'all do it about everybody can have a pajama.
I'm bringing the punch, y'all, because I got this
punch.
Size.
No
a 70 to 100 proof punch.
Look, can no dude come.
Hey, baby.
Myself. Look, can no dude.
Y'all hear me to sing? Okay, it's my guy here from.
You sing?
Y'all always talking about we mean the representative.
Greg,
Don't
you know why? You know why? Because you're telling some foolish stuff like that from the jump.
Listen.
Why would you tell somebody from the first time you meet you want to be mad?
When you meet somebody, you telling me this is what you want to be. Let me tell you why.
Okay, when I meet you, I just met you. Now, just outside, just general conversation.
General conversation.
Okay, now, what your personal life goals and all that shit is, I ain't got to know all that shit.
Okay,
we ain't that deep yet.
Russell
is
people. Russell is not real because he don't want to know your life goals.
We just
met.
If you're having general conversation.
You can't have toast on the pill. I don't know.
Hold on. So you're saying you might meet a person. Say, for example, me and Russell. Even though me and Russell knew each other before, we just now became good friends.
Right.
With us,
will you stop and let her finish?
Rick Flair. That's what you know. Rick LaFleur. The black person.
I put you in a figure four.
A what?
What you know about the figure four?
What's it was a figure four?
Oh, shit.
The figure four.
Listen. Russ,
you know what you're talking about.
When you meet someone and you're just having conversation, it's okay for that person to tell you, yes, eventually I want to get married. No, I'm not saying I want to get married tomorrow or next week, but I'm saying eventually that is my life goal to get married. Women are going to tell you that. Do you not
tell
women?
Why don't we have to tell them on the first day?
I'm not saying you got to tell them on the first day.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Wanted to get married and I passed their ass up. Hell no.
You might not. Well, you didn't like him that much. You want that instant. And then and you had no desire to do that.
The truth is,
how many men have lied to you?
Do this. Zakiya, I first got to do this. The average woman, if she tells a man that she wants to get married, and he in the least little way
want to get married,
shows that he's interested in that.
You think that they fighting for?
Who I see?
Well, I'm
just advising you. Some women are all involved. She making
well. This is what I need to do.
Well, we don't. A lot of us don't.
Yeah.
lot of us do not have faith. And
I really need another drink, but they said I can't have another drink. They don't have to me.
No, Derek, she can't.
I like Derek. See, Derek want me to have another drink. Derek want me to have another drink.
I know.
So we got to look at that dude. Boy, you better get what?
Say it again. What's your name?
David.
She's out of control.
No, I said she already chose.
Oh, okay. She chose you.
Yeah.
from that completely.
You need to start charging your phone before you call.
It was. It was on 97%.
What the hell you got
that? I might have left them on.
You got too much stuff on. You got to call yourself. You got the little
button. I thought I did.
Is that
our
show over?
Yeah.
Y'all coming next week. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was late and we showed out this week.
Look at this. I'm going to say you want to go to dinner and finish our combo.
What?
You know, anything, my $1 million way. How we do it?
Oh, her makeup pretty.
I ain't want to do that.
What?
I was going to see if you wanted to go to dinner and finish that combo, but oh well.
Thank you.
What is this? What the hell is that? Oh, thank you.
Come on, Ryan.
Yeah, look, come on. Why are you looking extra sexy? Now, I think the weather getting to me.
Why
are
you looking
extra
sexy?
Extra sexy with the weather.
Tell her now. If she didn't want you in the summertime when it was 105, when it was 105 degrees.
You
got
to know who it is.
Who is it? Who is it?
Who is it?
I don't care. If she didn't want you when it was hot outside, pass her by. We don't want her.
Thank y'all for coming.
Got mine right there. She's dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, you tell me not to get on.
I
want
to be down. I'm cool.
Yes, you see it got me out of character. I try to be